This is Kevin Harlan, the voice of the NBA on TNT and Monday Night Football on Westwood One Radio. You're listening to Bay Area Sports Ramp with Lowell Tuckerman, Marco Ukalovic, and Ryan Leon.
You need someone, San Francisco, to get to the quarterback here.
Prescott takes off running the football. Whoa, I don't think this is going to work out.
It will. They'll be able to clock this. They were planning for it. It's down. Oh, my gosh.
The official gets in the way. The game's over.
Oh, my gosh.
The game is over.
Oh, he did.
Lowell Tuckerman with Marco Ukalovic and featured reporter Ryan Leong on BayAreaSportsRap.com. That was Jim Nance and Tony Romo with the call on CBS. The 49ers pull off a thrilling 23-17 upset win over the Cowboys in Dallas. Gentlemen, what a game. Obviously, early on, it was not looking so good for the Cowboys. Thanks to some breaks they got later on, they're able to make it close. And it essentially came down to the last play, and had Dak Prescott been able to get off that spike with 1 or 2 seconds left, then you have a situation where they're going to throw it in the end zone and anything can happen. So the 49ers literally escape by the hair on their chinny chin chin. Ryan, I'll start with you. Your thoughts on this game and what's your biggest takeaway from the 49ers' 23-17 victory over the Cowboys in Dallas?
Well, the first one is the fact that they just got it done and got a win in a place where that's really got great home field advantage. I mean, that stadium, AT&T Stadium, holds about 110,000 people. I mean, it's a giant-sized building. I mean, as is everything in Dallas, right? They just do everything bigger in Texas. So, but they got really lucky, as you mentioned. The time ran out on the Cowboys. I mean, if Dak Prescott had 1 second to spike the ball, that's all he needed for one more play. He didn't get it, and that was the difference. But the key, I thought, was the fact that the Niners got 2 out of 3 things that they needed. And in addition to having a pretty fairly mistake-free game by Jimmy Garoppolo, they got a great game out of Elijah Mitchell. He had 27 carries for 96 yards, including a touchdown run. Deebo Samuel was great on as a running back, which is crazy. I mean, he's a wide receiver, but he's the first 49ers wide receiver to score a running touchdown in the postseason. First guy to do it. He had 72 yards on 10 carries. Also had 3 catches for 38 yards. Now, the last guy I thought needed to have a good game didn't happen, and that was George Kittle. He only had 1 catch for 18 yards. But everything else held up for the 49ers, and their defense played well. They held the Cowboys to under 20 points.
Marco, we were talking off air about Jimmy Garoppolo, and what's his status as far as the 49ers going ahead with them in the future as their starting QB? So here he was, 16 out of 25, 172 yards, no touchdowns, did throw the pick. Has he established himself, just by winning this game, as the quarterback that they're going to go to next year, and Trey Lance is just going to have to wait until something bad happens to Jimmy Garoppolo?
Yeah, I believe that is the case. And I think that's been the case really all season long. The only time he did start was when Jimmy Garoppolo wasn't able to go in that game against the Arizona Cardinals in the first game when he traveled out to Arizona. So, yeah, I think, you know, the fact that he won last week against the Rams, you know, to propel the 49ers into the playoffs in this game against Dallas for the wild card game. Yeah, I think this proves, you know, a lot that he's able to be the quarterback that Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch can rely on going forward. And I can't see why they would not have him as the starter for next year if he's completely healthy. Shanahan said it all along. If the guy is healthy, he's my starting quarterback. And that, you know, so far he's lived up to that bill. He hasn't gone back on his word on that. Kyle Shanahan, that is. And so, yeah, I think Garoppolo, again, is he going to be the guy who throws for 5 touchdowns like a Patrick Mahomes or a Josh Allen? No, he's not. But the thing is, the Niners system doesn't need him to do that. They got a great running game, and it really doesn't matter who they have out there as a running back right now. Whether it's, I mean, right now it's a combination of Elijah Mitchell and Deebo Samuel. But, I mean, just imagine if Raheem Mostert hadn't gotten hurt this year, what his numbers would have looked like and how good this 49ers offense would have been, knowing that now he was the guy carrying the ball for him 26 times a game. So, yeah, like Ryan mentioned it earlier, Mitchell having a great game, 96 yards and 27 carries. Okay. That's what the Niners needed to do. They needed to get him that many touches in order for them, for this offense to have success. Now, did Garoppolo make a couple of mistakes in the game? Yeah, he did. He missed Ayuk on that one open pass down the left sideline when he was completely wide open in that third quarter, which really I think would have been such a huge game that really just would have totally demoralized Dallas at that point. And I don't think there's even a comeback. I think the Niners end up scoring in that drive if he connects with that pass, and that the Niners is pretty much, win in a route in Dallas. I think it would have been 30-7 at that point, and that would have again deflated Dallas. They wouldn't have been able to come back. And then he throws that bad throw on the interception where he should have thrown the ball out of bounds. Okay, those are the two big mistakes that he made. But other than that, I thought he managed the game well. The stats aren't impressive, but again, when you have such a good running game like the 49ers do, you don't need him to be the 350 yards, four touchdown. Throw the ball 35, 40 times a game, like the way Dallas needed Dak Prescott to do that today. He threw 43 times. Okay. And still they didn't win the game. So that just goes to show you that when you have a system like Kyle Shanahan's, you don't need Jimmy Garoppolo to be the hero every single game.
Lil Tuckerman with Marco Ukalovich and featured reporter Ryan Leong on BayAreaSportsWrap.com. Guys, I couldn't help but chuckle at the irony of Tony Romo being the color analyst for this game. He led many Cowboys teams to disappointing finishes in the playoffs. And here you go, the Dallas Cowboys, another disappointing finish in the playoffs. And I thought, in a sense, guys, the 49ers were lucky to draw the Cowboys, because this is a team, since the days of Troy Aikman and Jimmy Johnson, just has fell flat on their face in the postseason. They were the most penalized team in the NFL. It showed up today. They shot themselves in the foot too many times. And Ryan, I'll start with you. Would you say the 49ers won this game more than the Cowboys lost it? Or is it the other way around? Did the Cowboys just give away this game?
I think to some degree the Cowboys gave away the game. I mean, you said it best. The penalties they had 14 penalties today for 89 yards. That's very Raider-esque of the Cowboys. So I'm impressed that they amassed double digits in penalties. The Niners, though, they also managed the time on the clock much better. They had the ball for almost 34 minutes. To be exact, it was 33 minutes and 57 seconds compared to the Cowboys' 26 minutes and 3 seconds. But as Marco had mentioned, Prescott had a very he did throw the ball a lot. I mean, 23 of 43 times is a lot to throw the ball, but they had no rushing game. Ezekiel Elliott only had 12 carries for 31 yards. So they relied on a passing game to get what they needed. And it really did come down to that interception by Garoppolo to get the Cowboys right back in that game. Because if he doesn't throw that pick, the Cowboys don't score that touchdown, this doesn't become a one-score game. So I think it's a little bit of both when it comes to, did the Niners win it? Yes. But did the Cowboys give it away? Absolutely.
Marco, your thoughts?
Yeah, I think it was kind of a combination of both, because when you look at it, that the Niners got out to, that commanding 10-0 lead in the beginning of the game, the first drive, where they go 75 yards down the field and score that opening touchdown. Yeah, they were in control of this game, and their defense was what it was hyped up to be today. They needed to basically stop Ezekiel Elliott, and they did. He was such a non-factor in this game that I even forgot he was playing in the game at one point, because the second half was pretty much Tony Pollard's half. Ezekiel Elliott didn't do anything, really. He had maybe a 5-yard run, the biggest run I think he had of the game. So, and then the fact that, the Niners defense made Dak Prescott one-dimensional. In fact, he really didn't even get a chance to run the ball out of the pocket, except for that final play of the game. That's really the only time he ran. And I look at it from that standpoint, that with the Cowboys, 14 penalties, 89 yards, that's shooting yourself in the foot. They extended some Niner offensive drives on the defensive side of the ball. And of course, they had a bunch of holding penalties that negated some of their plays. So I think the whole game plan, I think, from the Cowboys just wasn't good at all. I don't know who's calling their plays. I don't know if it's Mike McCarthy or their offensive coordinator, but I don't think they had a really good game plan going in. And if the 49ers defense doesn't get hurt, with Nick Bosa getting a concussion from friendly fire from DJ Jones, and Fred Warner doesn't tweak his ankle on that one play on the second and goal there. I think the Niners defense really would have clamped down to where they wouldn't have gotten that to make it a 6-point game late and give the Dallas a chance to try to win this game at the end. So, I think it was a combination of both, where the Niners kind of let up and then the Dallas, you know, they shot themselves in the foot, but then they tried to make a comeback and just fell short at the end because, that was bad game management by both Dak Prescott and whoever was calling the plays at that point.
Guys, earlier we were talking about Jimmy Garoppolo. Here's a guy who had to deal with his team drafting a QB in the first round, so he's going into the season with that hanging over his head. So the 49ers advance to the divisional round to take on the Green Bay Packers and another quarterback whose team drafted a QB in the first round and, of course, has to think about that, and Aaron Rodgers. I'm going to tell you right now, the Packers will not make as many mistakes and shoot themselves in the foot as much as the Cowboys did. Marco, I'll start with you. How are the 49ers going to pull off this upset? Because when you look at the reaction from the national media, the local media, and even the fan base, I don't think there are too many people who are shocked by the 49ers winning in Dallas. But winning in Green Bay next week would be another story. Not a lot of people are expecting that, Marco. How can they pull that off if that were to happen?
Well, they just got to really stick to their game plan, which has gotten there now to this divisional round, which is, you know, stopping the opposition's running game and then getting pressure on the quarterback. And, you know, they got a sit back guy in the pocket like Aaron Rodgers. So if that front four, if they can get Bosa back, you know, if he can clear the concussion protocol and play next week, and then, you know, if Fred Warner comes back as well, that's definitely, they're going to be able to get pressure on Aaron Rodgers and force him to throw the ball when he doesn't want to. Because, you know, I've been watching this guy really throughout his career since he's become a starter for Green Bay. And, you know, he's a guy who likes to have a lot of time in the pocket. You know, he's like a Tom Brady, like, you know, they need their 4 or 5 seconds to let their receivers run down the field and get open. You know, being able to cover Davante Adams, that's going to be huge with this secondary. Now, I'm sure they're going to have to try to pick on the rookie Aubrey Thomas, who I think had a decent game today for against the Cowboys. So, yeah, to me, it's like, you know, defensively stop the running game, force Aaron Rodgers into becoming that one-dimensional offense there, and then just getting pressure on him. And the times that they've played Green Bay over these last couple of years, the Niners pass rush has been able to get to him. And once you start hitting Aaron Rodgers, he gets frustrated. And when he gets frustrated, his passes aren't as pinpoint. They're not as good as anymore. He starts rushing throws. He starts hearing the footsteps behind him. And so, yeah, that's how you can beat Green Bay from that side. Now, offensively, I think, again, pounding the ball, giving Elijah Mitchell, giving Debo Samuel at least, you know, Debo, I like to give him 20 touches and give, you know, have a balance where you have Mitchell getting about 25 like he did today. Because you also, obviously, Debo's got, it was a wide receiver. So, you know, he can get 10 rushes and 10 receptions easily against that Packers secondary. So it's really got to, again, follow the game plan like they did today. And they should be able to score points despite how freezing cold it gets up in Green Bay next week. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's going to be -2 or whatever the temperature happens to be. That's going to be the game plan because they can pound the rock down Green Bay's throat. They're not that great of a running defense. And I think the Niners can have success doing that. And that's, to me, those are the keys of the game for next week.
Ryan, if the 49ers can somehow manage to come away victorious in Green Bay next week, we know Shanahan led the 49ers to the Super Bowl in only a second season. Could you make the argument that Shanahan leading them to the NFC Championship game with the adversity they've gone through this year would be just as impressive as his second season when he led the team to the Super Bowl?
I think it'd be more impressive, to be honest. I think that this Niners team doesn't have a lot of talent. It's got some talent in areas that's really good, but it just depends. I mean, I think overall the Niners are not – they're just not as deep of a team as they were in that second year that Shanahan brought them to the Super Bowl. I think that team really did have more on paper as far as star power and ability. So this team is quite the underdog team, in my opinion. And so just like Marco said, it is going to be really important for them to get a good running game, because Garoppolo is just not that great of a passer. And anytime you pass the football in general, you're subjecting yourself to more risk and getting intercepted, fumbling the ball, turnovers, all those things. So, but the weather's going to be a huge factor. I mean, they're going to get a high temperature next Saturday in Green Bay of 21 degrees. I mean, they're probably going to kick off in temperature that it's going to be about 20 degrees. It's going to be really, really cold. And, you know, the Niners, being a West Coast team that plays in a very temperate climate, used to playing in temperatures of about, you know, 60, 70 degrees, and all of a sudden you're playing in 20 degree temperature. I mean, that's going to be rough. So but also in those conditions, you are better off running the football than you are passing it.
49ers and Packers, Saturday, January 22nd, 5:15 kickoff local time here in the Bay Area. And you can watch that on Fox. And for post-game reaction and analysis, check out BayAreaSportsWrap.com.